Shalom to all! Today's daf is in Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey, and we are starting down with Bay's about 5 lines off the bottom with the words Harbon Bar Chiya. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Memsar Bas Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Amma should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing the proper order of bringing carbonos, and then we're going to get back to our discussion about the Acher. So Harbon Bar Chiya, Baal Kumir of Zaira, yes, as follows. Ksivit says in the Pasuk, Lo Yivaker Ben Toiv Lura, don't do Bikur, meaning don't check into it or don't choose in between good and bad. And as in regards to Meister Behemo, we know that every year a person has a Chiv to separate Meister Behemo from all the brand new animals that are born to them. They count 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the 10th one is Meister Behemoth has to be brought as a carbon. And the Pasuk tells us about that. Lo Yivaker Ben Toiv Lura. Don't differentiate between good and bad. Whatever the 10th one is, that's Meister Behemoth. So the question is, Avar Biker Maushi Avar, if he was Ivar and he did make a differentiation and he chose the good one or the bad one, is he Ivar on this lav of Lo Yivaker? So Rav Leir of Zeir responded to him, called over Shabbat Hatir Eino Ivar. Anything that's coming to be Matir something else, you can't be Ivar on that. And we clarify Mabal Hatir. What does that mean? It's coming to be Matir. So Kan, Itiratar, Lahakish Bali Mumen. Over here, when it says Lo Yivaker, the Tar is actually coming to be matir, that even if the 10th animal turns out to be a balmum, still you could be maktishit as Meister Behemoth. It counts as his Meister Behemoth. And so the whole pasuk of Lo Yivaker is actually coming to be a heter, and therefore if you were mavaker and you chose this one over that one, you're not over on any sort of lav. Move on to another discussion. Hamad Alpha on top, Tamantanin. Over there we learned in the Mishnah, this is Meseches Negayim. Bayom HaShmini, on the 8th day, maybe Shalosh Behemoth, he brings 3 animals, Chatos V'asham V'ayla, this is referring to Mitzayra, on the 8th day of his entire process, he has to bring these 3 karbonos, V'hadal. If he's poor, he brings a chatas and oilas ha'if, meaning they're birds and they're not animals. Now it's mashma from this that he's able to be makdish them in this order. So if he takes an animal and says, "Harezu chatas, this is the chatas," before he does that to the asham, not a problem. However, the issue is, "Vein chatas ha'if mechusar zman etzel asham," isn't the chatas ha'if considered mechusar zman in regards to the asham? It's not just chatas ha'if, it's just the chatas as a whole. And we say mechusar zman, which literally means lacking time. In other words, it's premature, it's too early to bring it. Because actually, with the karbonos of the mitzayra, he has to bring his asham before the chatos, because we just said it's mashma in the Mishnah that he could be makdish the chatos before the asham. Problem is, the asham is supposed to be brought before the chatos. How does this work? So Rav Blazer, he answers, kind of tiratar lahakdish b'chosar yizman. Over here, the tar is giving a specific heter. The one is allowed to be makdish this animal, even though it's b'chosar yizman and it can't be brought yet. And that's because all 3 of these are going to be brought today anyway. So it's okay to be makdish one before the other, even though it can't be brought yet. And we're discussing above our malbal kumir vimi. He asks as follows: Ksivit says the pasuk b'shmini yavi, on the 8th day he shall bring. This referring to him bring his karbanos on the 8th day. The question is, Avar Veloy Hevi Maushi Avar. Let's say he was Ivar, and he didn't bring his karbanos on the 8th day of his Tahar process, meaning after the 7 days of Mitzar's process, he didn't bring them on the 8th day. Is he Ivar on this? Is he Ivar on Baal Ta'acher that he delayed and he didn't bring them? So Amal, he responded, called over Shabbat Lahatir, and Ivar. We just had this answer previously in the Gemara. Anything that's coming to be Matir, he's not Ivar on. And now we clarify Mabal Hatir. What does that mean? It's coming to be Matir. Dom Rab Lazar. It's like what Rab Lazar just said. Kan Hitira Tyra Lahakdish Mechusar Zman. Over here, the Tyra is simply allowing him to be Makdish something that's Mechusar Zman, and that's all we're learning from the pasuk of Bayom Hashmini. So it's not that if he doesn't bring his karbanos on the 8th day, he's over on Baal Ta'acher that he delayed bringing his karbanos. Just simply telling us that he can be makdish them out of order, and therefore he's not over on Baal Ta'acher. However, on Yisr Bun, he explains the pasuk differently. The one it says Bashmini, what's that emphasizing for us? Call Shiva ein oimer loy have, that all 7 days of his entire process, we do not tell him to bring karbanos. Mikan ve'elich oimer loy have. From here and on, we tell him that yes, you must bring karbanos, which means that according to Yisr Bun, if the Mitzayra doesn't bring his karbanos on the 8th day, he actually is over for delaying. Says the Gemara, Amas Nisa Pligo Rabbi Yisro Bon. The following Braisa is not like Rabbi Yisro Bon. What does the Braisa tell us? Kulam is chavnu mevin karbonosayim beregel, that everyone, meaning anyone who's chav to bring a karbon, they can mechavein and they can have intent that they're going to bring their karbon when it comes to Yom Tif, when they're being oile regel, and they're going to be in Yerushalayim by the Beis Mikdash anyway, so any karbonos that they had to bring throughout the year, they could just bring then by Yom Tif. Now we're assuming this is also going on the karbonos of a Nazir and a Mitzayra. As we see clearly from here, the Mitzayra is not Ivar for not bringing his karbanos on day 8, so it's definitely a question on Rabbi Yisro Bun. However, now the Gemara asks, Nicha Nazir. This makes sense, and Nazir is able to bring his karbanos later on, that doesn't pose an issue. But Mitzayra, in regards to Mitzayra being able to delay, at least according to this Braisa, and bring his karbanos later on, once he's in Yerushalayim for Yom Tif, Le Mechusa Kippurim, who isn't he a Mechusa Kippurim? And the reason why that's an issue is because of a Tanin, we have a Mishnah Mesech Sukkah that says, Hahal Vasimcha Shmaina, that Hal and Simcha has to be for all 8 days of Sukkah. Let's clarify what this question is. According to this Braisa, that I just said, at least according to our current understanding, that a Mitzayra is allowed to bring his karbanos later on, and he doesn't have to bring them on day 8. The issue is that we know that a Mitzayra is not allowed to eat kachim until he brings his karbanos. And when he comes up to Yerushalayim for Yom Tif, he's not allowed to bring them until Chol Hamoed. They're not allowed to be brought on Yom Tif itself. You can only bring Yom Tif karbanos on Yom Tif, so he can only bring them on Chol Hamoed. Now, as we just quoted, the Mishnah in Sukkah teaches that Simcha, which refers to karban chagiga, needs to be brought all 8 days of Sukkot. That means the first day of Sukkot is already a chiv to eat these karbanos, but the Mitzayra, since he hasn't brought his karbonis yet, he's not able to eat kudshim, so we have this issue. How could the Braisa say that a mitzvah is allowed to bring his karbonis later on? That means he's not going to end up being mekayim the din of simcha the first day of Sukkot. So more attempts, one answer, no problem, pasul ben nazir. We could explain that part of the Braisa is referring to nazir. However, Rav Zechariah chasson de Rili Yubai, Rav Zechariah the son of Rav Levi, asked, how could you say this? Reisha aton pasul ben nazir v'seif mitzayra. You're explaining the Reisha of the Braisa is referring to nazir, and the seif of the Braisa is talking about a mitzayra. That's inconsistent, and we usually like when a Braisa or Mishnah is consistent, either the same Tana or discussing the same topic. Rav Chaim Kanievsky does point out that we don't actually have the seif of the Braisa, so we don't know what it's referring to. Bottom line is, it's a question from Rav Zechariah, how do we understand this Braisa if you're going to be saying that the Reisha is talking about a nazir and not about mitzayra at all? However, on Rav Chanani, Rav of Hill, he answers differently. Like Varitasan Taman, didn't we already ask this question later on? A different question was asked regarding this. Namely, that Mishnah in Sukkah is also problematic. It says that Simcha is 8 days, but really, if the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, then a Chagiga is not brought, because a Chagiga of Simcha is not Doicha Shabbos, so anyway we have that issue. And so Hema Beis on top, Amar Rabbi Yis explained that Kaima Ravudma Nechusa, which literally means Ravudma, who went down. He actually went down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so that's why he was called Ravudma Nechusa. So he explained this issue in that Mishnah, that how is it that we have Simcha for 8 days, if when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, anyway we can't bring a Karban Chagiga? B'Kayhanim B'Sa'ir. It's referring to the Kayhanim who are bringing the Sa'ir of Yom Tif, and they're Mekayim the din of Simcha of eating from that Karban. So therefore, of Hacha Kayhanim B'Sa'ir. Here as well we can answer, we're talking about Kayhanim with the Sa'ir. In other words, originally our question was, how could a Mitzayir delay his Karbanos? Halai, he's not allowed to bring them until Chol HaMoed, but there's already a Chiv of Simcha the first day of Sukkot, and that Simcha means eating the Karban Chagiga, which is Kadshim, which the Mitzayir can't eat until his Karbanos are brought. And the answer is that Simcha doesn't only mean bringing a Karban. It also could refer to fresh clothing and aged wine and other types of Simcha, and therefore this is not a question on Mitzayir. We go on to another topic. Rav Chagai Bar Kumi Rabbi Yossi asks as follows. Ksev says in Pasuk regarding Bris Milo, Bayom HaShmini Yimol, and on the 8th day he shall give Bris Milo. Now the question is, Over V'loimol, if he was Iver and he did not give Bris Milo, so is he Iver Baal Ta'acher? Is he Iver delaying? And so Amal, he responded to him, what does the Pasuk say regarding Baal Ta'acher? Ki Sidar Neder LaShem Laikecha Lo Sa'acher Lishalmai. When you make a neder to Hashem your God, don't delay in paying it. And that tells us the Davar Shu Nitel and Tashlumin, that one can only be Iver Baal Ta'acher if it's something that could be paid, meaning something he took upon himself that now he has to pay, he has to fulfill because he said he was going to do it. But Yotzei Zed excludes this, it excludes Bris Milo, Shein and Nitel and Tashlumin. It has nothing to do with Tashlumin, it has nothing to do with paying, it has nothing to do with fulfilling something that he took upon himself. It's a mitzvah in the Torah, and therefore he's not Iver Baal Ta'acher, at least if he's Iver and doesn't give a Bris Milo on the 8th day. Now we go back to a more detailed discussion about Loisa Acher. The Pasuk says, Loisa Acher L'Shalmai, don't delay in paying it. What do we learn from here? V'loi es Chalipav, that there's no din of Loisa Acher to its Chalipin for its exchange. For example, if a person has a karbon and then he exchanges it or tries to transfer its kedusha onto a different ale to be used as a karbon, so that chalipin doesn't have the din of baal ta'acher. Kadatani, like it was taught similarly, val pasach oil mayid loy viyoy, and he didn't bring it to the entrance of oil mayid, which means he didn't shech the karbon inside the azara, he shechted it outside the base of mikdash. And here as well, we say v'loy es chalipav. It's only talking about the animal itself and not its exchange. Now the problem with both these drashas is that we know there is a iser of shchutei chutz shechting outside the base of mikdash, even with the chalipin of an animal, and by baal ta'acher as well. It most definitely does apply to an animal's chalipin. So what exactly is being said over here? What's the Braisa trying to teach us? So Rabbi Yaina, he says, Persha Levi ben Sisi kumi Rebbe. Levi ben Sisi explained in front of Rebbe that what is referring to Ba'imah, where a person said, Harei alai oila, I take upon myself to bring carbon oila, and then he designated an animal as such, and then 3 regalim passed by, and then the animal that he had originally designated developed a mom, so he transferred his kedusha onto a different animal, and he brought that new animal right away. I might say that Yiftar min Arishayna, he should be potter from the first one, he should be potter for Baal Ta'acher on the first one, because now he brought the new one, the Chalipin, right away, so there's no Baal Ta'acher. That's why the Pasuk has to tell us, they don't delay in paying it. V'loy Chalipav, this doesn't include the Chalipin, meaning just because he brought the Chalipin, the animal that was exchanged for, right away, since he delayed bringing the original animal, he's still over Baal Ta'acher. However, Amar Rabbi Yis commented on this, if we're talking about where a person said, Harei Alai, I take upon myself to bring a carbon, an animal, and then he designated one as such, so miyad hu over, he's automatically over on Baal Ta'acher right away, meaning once three Yom Tovim passed by and he didn't bring that animal which he subsequently designated, so he's over on Baal Ta'acher, even though it developed mum and he transferred its kedusha onto another one, so we don't need a pasuk for this. Ella, Kenan Kaimin, rather, this is what we're talking about, that we have this drasha, hu v'loi chalipov, ba'imritz, where a person said, hare ze oila, he looked at an animal and said, this animal's an oila, v'avru ola shnei regalim, and then two Yom Tovim passed by, so he transferred his kedusha onto another one, and he did not bring that new one right away, and now a third Yom Tov passed from when he had designated the original one as a carbon. So I might say that I should now combine these two animals, the original one that had two Yom Tovim pass, and now this new one that had one Yom Tov pass by, so that's a total of three regalim for these two animals that really pass them are the same carbon, because the second one was just an exchange for the first one. So maybe I should say that he's over Baal Ta'acher. Lafon Kain Sarach Meimer, that's what the pasuk has to say. Lois Acher L'Shalmai V'Lois Chalipov, that the law of Baal Ta'acher is on that animal, the original one that he designated, and not on the exchange, meaning the new one that it was exchanged for starts a brand new count of three Yom Tovim the moment it becomes Kadosh, and we don't combine the two of them and say that in between the two of them we have three Yom Tovim, so he's over Baal Ta'acher. And that's the Chiddush of the Drasha. Now we continue discussing the Psukim of Baal Ta'acher, and let's just read the full pasuk inside. It tells us as follows: Kisido neder l'Hashem alaykecha, when you make a neder to Hashem your God, lois acher l'shalmai, don't delay in paying it. Ki darish yidrshenu Hashem alaykecha meimach, Hashem will surely seek it out from you. V'haya b'chachet, and there will be a sin in you. So Gemara quoting Brisa tells us ki darish yidrshenu. What's this referring to? Eil chatos v'hashamais. This is talking about when a person is chay of a carbon chatos or asham, they're going to be darshin from you, and that's because he has a chiyuv to bring them. He did an avera that requires him to bring a chatos and asham. That's a chiyuv, so it's going to be darshin from him. Then when the pasuk says Hashem alaykecha, what's this referring to? Zahektish Bedek Abayis. This is talking about Hektish Bedek Abayis, where he pledges that he's going to donate something to the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund, and that's why specifically it's referring to the words Hashem Aleikecha, because Kehanim have no rights to Bedek Abayis, so it's only, so to speak, Hashem who's going to darshan it from him. Then when the pasuk says Me'imach from you, Zeh Lekat Shechupeah, this is referring to a person who has to give Lekat Shechupeah, which are parts of the produce of his field, which have to go to Aniyim, and the reason why that's being learned from the word Me'imach is because in regards to this, the pasuk says Es Ha'ani'imach, so this will be demanded from a person if he doesn't give like a shechem peah. And then when the pasuk says v'haya b'chachet, there will be a sin in you, what does this tell us? V'lay b'karbon chachet, there won't be a sin in the carbon, meaning if a person delayed bringing his carbon and then later on he ended up bringing it, even though it was late, he's going to be iver, there's going to be a sin in him but not in his carbon. Ask the Gemara delay kein manan amrin, if I didn't say this Joshua, what would I say? And that's exactly what the Gemara explains on Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon shaloi timer, that you shouldn't say shemihim to zevach pasul, that maybe since he delayed in bringing his carbon, the carbon in itself is possible. Lefum kein sarach, maybe that's what the pasuk has to tell us. V'haya b'chachet, that there's a sin in you. B'chav lo b'karbon chachet, the sin's in you, the person who delayed bringing it, but the carbon itself doesn't have a chet in it, which means the carbon is still valid. We now discuss another pasuk of Baal Ta'acher, and let's just read the whole pasuk inside. Mitzvah sasecha tishmar, that which came out of your lips, you shall guard. V'asisen, you shall do. Kasher nedarta l'Hashem l'aykecha, like you had promised or vowed for Hashem your God. Nidava asher dibarta b'ficha, the nidava, the present that you had spoken with your mouth. So Gemara quotes beginning of the pasuk. Mitzvah sasecha tishmar. What do we learn from these two words? Tishmar va'asisa lahazir bezdin shi'asucha. This is a warning to bezdin that they shall make you do it. Ye'asucha means that they are going to make you do it. Tishmar va'asisa. And everyone, the kesar and sebushen ravuna mikan lamashkin. From here, we learn that they're going to take a mashkin from him. If he's chayv to bring a carbon and he didn't yet do so, bezdin will go and take a collateral from him until he brings it. And the chiddush in this is that even though we know with all other mitzvahs that we say kaifin oisar ashiyami reitzani, we're going to force him. Specifically with karbanos, since the pasuk says l'rtzonoi, it has to be completely from the person's will. You might think that we don't force him, and that's what chiddush over here is, that we will take a mashkin from him in order to get him to bring his karban. Then the one the pasuk says kasher nedata l'Hashem alakecha nedava. The question is v'yesh neder kar nedava? Is a neder called a nedava? This is contradictory. First it says kasher nedarta l'Hashem alakecha, like you promised Hashem. That's a neder, a vow, and then it says nedava, a present. What is it? This one or that one? El rather, what's the pasuk teaching us? L'chayv al kol neder v'neder v'al kol nedava. Nedava, that a person's chayv two separate lavim. It's not that if he's over on a neder and over on a nedava that he's just chayv one lav. It's telling us that it's two separate lavim, one for neder and one for nedava. The Gemara clarifies, ezu neder sha'amru. What do they mean when they said that a person made a neder to bring a carbon? That's ha'omer harei alai oila, is where a person says I take upon myself to bring an oila, and then afterwards he points out an animal and he designates it as his oila. And ezu nedava sha'amru. What's this nedava that they're talking about? Ha'omer harei ze oila. That's where he points to an animal and he says, this is an ayla. Now, a chief difference between a neder and a dava is whether he's responsible for it. Is he chayv b'achriyusayis? When he makes a neder and he says harei olai ayla, so he has a chayv to bring a carbon ayla. And even if he subsequently designated an animal and then something happened to it, let's say it died or got stolen or became bal mum, that doesn't make a difference. He said I take upon myself to bring an ayla, so now he has to find another animal to be an ayla. But if he just looks at an animal and says harei ze ayla, this animal's an ayla. So if it dies or gets lost or stolen or breaks a leg, he doesn't have to designate a different animal in place of it. Mark Tez is discussing Vavam Nalf on top of Chama Chavren the Rabban Bay. Rav Chama, the colleague of the Rabban, asks as follows: Amar, let's say a person said Harei Alai, that I take upon myself to bring an animal. V'chazva Amar, then he went back and said Harei Zu, that this animal is going to be the Oyla for that which I just said Harei Alai. Let's say he delays and he's over about to Acher. Is he chayv two separate lavim, one for being over on his neder and another for being over on Nedava? So Rav China Bay, Rav China suggested the Loi Mistaber. It's not logical to say this. Diloi, except for in the case where Amar, he said Harei Zu. First he said this animal's an Ayla, V'chazav Amar Harei Alai, and then he went back and said I take upon myself that I'm going to give a carbon Ayla, and this happens to be it. And the reason why he'd be Ivor in two lavim in that case if he fails to bring it in time is because Isser Chamer Chal Al Isser Kal, a more Chamer Isser, something that we're more strict with, is able to take effect on a lighter thing. And as we had just explained previously at the bottom of the Amud, it's more Chamer to say Harei Alai than to say Harei Zu. So when he first says Harei Zu, and then he says Harei Alai, so that's something that's more Chamer, that's able to take effect on that which was more Kal. However, Ein Isser Kal, Chal Al Isser Chamer, a lighter Isser is not able to take effect on a more Chamer Isser, and therefore this question from Rav Chama, Chavrein Derabanan, the answer is simple, that no, he's not going to be over to Lavim. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.